The time is 9:33. Too late. We're getting to Gail too late. I apologise, Gail. I'm terribly, terribly sorry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. We're doing The Little Mermaid this morning. The much talked about, much anticipated live action. It's Disney, right?
Yes, Disney
live action, starring, I always want to call her Halle Berry, which she isn't. She's Halle Bailey. Her and her sister started off as sort of YouTube stars, singing very innocent, young, fresh-faced young people about 5, maybe even 10 years ago. And they've now both shot to, Chloe and Halle have shot to stardom. Halle has taken on the role of Ariel, and it's Melissa McCarthy starring as Ursula. Have we got a quick clip? Let's take a listen.
Hold on to your dad! Abandon ship!
You broke the rules. You went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them.
Child,
I can help you.
You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself.
Is that even possible?
It's what I live for.
One of my absolute favourites as a child, of course, the animated version. But is the live-action version any cop, Gail?
Well, I have to say, I absolutely loved it.
Aww.
As you say, there's been so much, you know, there was so much talk about it when they cast Halle Bailey and sort of all the ridiculousness around that. And I have to say, we took the 8-year-old and the 14-year-old to see it, and they both absolutely loved it. We loved it.
I was going to say, sorry, Gail, not too scary for the 8-year-old, because I heard that it's a bit scary.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. No, there's no scary bits.
Oh.
Obviously, when the shipwreck happens, it's a bit scary, and deep down in Ursula's den.
Mm.
But Melissa McCarthy is fantastic as Ursula, I have to say. And it's quite funny, because apparently she didn't know she could sing until she got the part.
And can she?
And then she had a voice coach. She can sing.
Okay.
She does a lovely job. And Halle Bailey obviously can sing.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just, I mean, her voice is just beautiful. And then you've got Javier Bardem as King Triton, and he does a reasonable job. But I have to say, I wasn't blown away, I have to say, by Prince Eric.
And who?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
name is Jonah Hauer. What's the rest
King.
Of his surname?
King.
It's a long King. That's
yeah.
right, King. And he Yes, I don't mind him, but I'm not sure I would have given up my voice to go on to the circus with him. But, you know, that's my choice. But I do have to say, the set pieces, look, Rob Marshall directed. He did, you know, his best work, you know, he did things like Into the Woods and Chicago and Memoirs of a Geisha. But he's done it he sticks to the original. So anyone who's expecting a big update will be disappointed. So there's been some talk about why didn't they do something more with it. But he keeps the big set pieces like Under the Sea and Kiss the Girl are beautifully done. They're great fun. Aquafina voices Scuttle, the albatross. And a singer I'm not familiar with, David Diggs does Sebastian.
Yes.
And does a brilliant job.
No,
He's
everyone's favourite. I tell you what he's done. He was in, he popped up in Blackish quite a lot. Also he was in Hamilton, which I'm listening to ad nauseum on Spotify. I can't get enough of it. So that's who he is. And I think he was also in Grownish and all that. So I really like him. I know who he is, and I think he's great. Okay, you know, my biggest little one is still too small, I think, for the cinema.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, how long have I got left before I can take her? Because I'm really looking
for... How old is she now?
3.5.
Yeah, I must say I would start from 4.
4. All right.
I think I started very early. I was putting my daughter in front of the ballet at about 5 or 6.
Okay.
But,
Okay.
Now she sits beautifully through anything. She's 14 now.
Does she? Even if she hates it.
I know, we go to the show. We go to a show at least once a month, and we see something, and she sits through it beautifully. No, so see, maybe I trained her up well.
Well, I'd like to train mine up well, to be honest. I mean, I don't know how old I was when I first went to the cinema, but I'm looking. Okay, we'll look at the end of the year then. We'll do something. Do something light and easy.
Yeah.
All right, I might go and see it by myself, to be honest, if I can find an hour and a half spare, which I probably can't, but I might give it a go, just to give myself. a bit of a childhood, a walk down memory lane, some nostalgia.
34 years ago, by
I
the way.
Know. All right, Gail. Wasn't going to mention it. Thanks very much. Good. Gail, thank you. Do we know what we're doing next week?
There is something next week that's big. What is it?
It's
now?
Avatar coming to Disney, isn't it? Disney Plus, is it?
Avatar. We can have a look at that.
Let's have a look at that.
Something else I'll think about, but we can.
Okay.
We shall confab.
Gail, thank you very much indeed. We'll chat again next week. Gail Edmonds reviewing for us The Little Mermaid, and she's giving it her thumbs up.